Good morning, North Lakes Endocrinology. Tanya speaking. Oh, so she's not actually back here until next Monday. Yeah, so she was here yesterday, but she's not here until next week. What's your name? Okay. Did you leave a message yesterday, did you? Oh, yeah, and unfortunately if you didn't leave that, then we wouldn't have known. Let me just have a look. So your appointment is the 8th. Okay, at 11 o'clock. Let me just see if she's raised a pathology form. If she has, I might be able to help you out. If she hasn't, then I won't be able to. So just give me a second. Yeah, the one she's raised is too old, unfortunately. It goes back to 2024. Yeah, so the other thing you could do is see if your GP is able to help you out in the interim, if you can get a path form from your GP. Yeah, that's another option. Otherwise, we can try and reschedule your appointment. We can push it out a bit. Yeah, and you just need to allow 24 to 48 hours for the blood results to come through as well. So you'd kind of have to get onto it, you know, probably no later than Thursday. Otherwise, you can come to the appointment, Glenys. You can still attend the appointment. It's just if you haven't got any bloods done, she might just give you a form and get you to go down and do some bloods on the day, like when you leave the appointment. Sometimes she does that. So it's up to you. You're welcome, very welcome to still come to the appointment. But, yeah, without having the bloods, then, yeah, it's not. I'll have a look what she's got. Yep. Let me just see. She won't have anything else this year, though, because we close up in a couple of weeks. So, and she's fully booked on the 15th. Yeah. So I'm just having a look. Yeah. And on the 18th as well, unfortunately, she's overbooked on that day. So if you did cancel, I wouldn't be able to get you back in this year. Yep. So it's up to you. You'd like us. So in January, let me just have a look when she will have something available. And you prefer North Lakes? Yep. Yeah, she does work up at the Caboolture Medical Hub as well. I'm just having a look. Might be able to do toward the end of January. Sorry, my computer's just very slow. Just bear with me. Doesn't look like she's got anything. I'm looking into February now. I'm just rolling. Okay, so Monday the 16th of February, I could do 1:45. So like I said, it's really up to you. If you do want to still attend the appointment, she may send you downstairs after your consult just to go and get your bloods done. So it's really up to you. Otherwise, we're looking at the 16th of February. Yes. So you just maybe just let her know. I'll put some notes in your chart that you haven't had any bloods done. So just if you can remember just to mention that to her when you see her on Monday, because this is a 6-month follow-up. So she did give you a pathology form back in 2024. So you must have done some bloods at your last consult. Let me just have a look and see if there's any. Yeah, otherwise I think, you're pushing it out a couple of months. So, yeah. Otherwise, give your GP rooms a call, depending on how good your GP is. Sometimes they might even be able to do, just a quick telephone consult for them to organise a pathology form for you to go and get some bloods done, and at least, they should know what to test for, because doctor does write back to the GP. So, okay, well, you're all confirmed. So, yep, we'll see you next Monday. All right, that's okay. Thanks, Glenys. Okay, bye.